Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Gimel. This parak discusses Yonasan's assassination of a Plishti leader and the sin of Shaul by not waiting for Shmuel. And Pasuk Aleph. Ben Shana Shaul B'malko Ushtei Shanim Melech Al Yisrael. It was in the second year of Shaul's reign. Rabbeinu Yeshaya adds, Shaul's 2 years of reign ended after David HaMelech, David, was secretly anointed by Shmuel. Shaul had an army of 3,000 troops. 2,000 troops were the Shaul, and 1,000 troops were with Yonasan, the son of Shaul. Yonasan, the son of Shaul, went secretly and killed a Plishti leader. The word quickly spread about what Yonasan had done. The Plishtim found out and were ready to battle against Yisrael. Shaul had the shofar blown throughout the land for battle. Yisrael heard the announcement, and all were saying Shaul had killed the Plishti leader. The Metsudas points out, even though Yonasan had assassinated the Plishti leader, it was considered as if Shaul did it and was responsible because Shaul was the king. The Radak adds, Shaul ordered Yonasan to assassinate the Plishti leader. Prior to war with the Plishtim, Shaul was commanded to wait 7 days until Shmuel would tell Shaul how to defeat the Plishtim. Since Yisrael was under the Plishti rule, by Yonasan killing the Plishti leader, it was considered an open act of rebellion. The Plishtim now assembled an army of 30,000 chariots and many more soldiers, as it says in Pasuk Hey, Ba'am Kechol Asher Asat Hayam. The Plishti army was like the sand on the beach. Yisrael understood they were in trouble. Many of Yisrael went hiding in caves, towers, pits, and some even fled to the other side of the Yarden. The Das Sofer adds, the reason why the Novi describes the Plishti force as so numerous is to teach us the power of tshuva. After Yisrael returned to Hashem in the previous parak due to Shmuel's prayer, the Plishtim knew Hashem was with Yisrael and therefore assembled a huge army to try and defeat Yisrael. And plus success, Shaul waited 7 days for Shmuel to arrive. Shmuel had not shown up in the morning time. Shaul thought the nation is starting to lose faith and something needs to be done in the meantime. Shaul brought peace offerings to Hashem to pray to Hashem before going to battle. Shmuel now shows up later in the day in astonishment and says to Shaul and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel, Ma Asisa, what did you do? Shaul now explains the aforementioned rationale. Shmuel now rebukes Shaul for not listening to the word of Hashem. Shmuel also relates to Shaul that Shaul will lose the kingdom. As it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul Yiskalta, you acted foolishly. Lo shamart et mitzvos Hashem elokecha shetzivicha. You didn't listen to the word of Hashem that Hashem commanded you. Ki ata heichin Hashem es mamlakecha el Yisrael ad olam. Until now, Hashem would have established your kingdom forever. In Pasuk Tezvav through Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is the end of the parak, Shaul and son Yonasan now take 600 men and prepare for battle. There was not one sword in the entire land because the Plishtim had banned Yisrael from making weapons. The only two swords to be found were with Shaul and Yonasan. The Plishtim knew and understood Yisrael's strength was in their mouth and their power of tefillah. Therefore, they had swords banned from being made. The Plishtim did this as a way of taunting Yisrael, as if saying, if you want to beat us, you, Yisrael, need to beat us with your own weapon, your weapon of tefillah. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.